Goodwill's new campus came partly from the group's realization that while it may help a person get a job, other challenges can make it hard to keep one. Goodwill CEO Michael Elder says the group began looking at ways to deliver a more lasting impact.
If we weren't helping clients also maneuver through these other areas, whether it be medical issues or transportation or housing or childcare, financial education, financial management, that people weren't going to be successful.
Goodwill decided the best way to do that was to make much of this help very easily accessible, as an all-in-one place. Like many groups, doctors at Charlotte Community Health Clinic are used to giving their patients referrals, says the group's director, Carolyn Chambray-Hammock.
During the course of that visit with their doctor, they raise other issues of, well, gosh, you know, if I could find stable employment, or if only, you know, I had access to savings, I could make, you know, different choices for my household in terms of food or other things.
But actually getting to those places can take a lot of time if you have to depend on public transportation or borrow a car. That's a big reason why Chambray-Hammock says the clinic is excited to open a new location on Goodwill's campus.
We feel like this is ideal because it meets their holistic needs all under one roof.
The campus will also include a branch of Charlotte Metro Credit Union, a financial literacy group called Commonwealth Charlotte, and because a quarter of the people Goodwill serves have criminal records, a group that works with them to adapt to everyday life called the Center for Community Transitions. The $22 million campus will also include offices for DSS and the North Carolina Division of Vocational and Rehabilitation Services. The Goodwill Opportunity Center, as it's called, is located off Wilkinson Boulevard and is expected to open mid-2016. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.